Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine. Ooh.
Don't let on.
Ooh.
Don't say she's broke my heart.
Ooh.
I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to
In 1965, Herman's Hermits sang their way to number one with Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. Welcome to the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and these are the Dixie Bells, Southtown, USA.
Thank you.
That was not the concert hall conductor practicing for his piano recital. It was the second single for Bent Fabric, Chicken Feed, which followed Alley Cat to the radio in 1962. And that first piano came from Southtown, USA, by the Memphis girl trio, the Dixie Belles. The Music Box continues with 24 Hours from Tulsa, a 1963 highway heartbreak hit for Gene Pitney.
Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay, she said, okay. Only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and nighttime turned into day. As we were dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
When you walk in the Garden of Eden, with a beautiful woman, and you know how you care, and a voice in the Garden of Eden, tells you she is forbidden, can you leave her there? When you're yearning for loving, and she touches your hand, and your heart starts a-pounding, and you're feeling so grand, can you leave her to heaven and obey the command? Can you walk from the garden? Does your heart understand? When you walk in the Garden of Eden, with a beautiful woman, and you know how you care, and a voice in the garden, in the Garden of Eden, tells you she is forbidden, can you leave her there? When you're yearning for loving, and she touches your hand, and your heart starts a-pounding, and you're feeling so grand, can you leave her to heaven
from the garden, does your heart understand? When you walk in the Garden of Eden, with a beautiful woman, and you know how you care, and a voice in the Garden of Eden, as you see is forbidden, can you leave her there?
By the age of 18, Joe Valino had accompanied Sarah Vaughan on piano and had been a singer and pianist with the big bands of Woody Herman and Tommy Dorsey. He scored his biggest chart success with Garden of Eden in 1957. Before that, we heard 24 Hours from Tulsa by Gene Pitney, a song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. Say, wasn't all of that Halloween music played last week by Matt the Cat, Mickey Bowes, Bill Green, Lane Quigley, and Mike Fisher frighteningly fun? The Music Box played some Halloween music as well, but uh-oh, here's one track that got left out somehow, and it's coming back to haunt us this week.
Who's there?
Oh, it's me again.
I'll huff and puff and blow your little house down. You hid your heart in a house of bricks and locked all the doors and windows. I've already used a whole bag of tricks. I can't find a way to get in though. You don't want to let a new love start, so you put a brick house around. But I'm gonna keep hanging around till I huff and puff and blow your little house down.
Now let me back up and get me a good breath.
I swear by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I'm gonna find a way to get in. I'm gonna keep hanging around till I huff and puff and blow.
Now, Little Red Riding Hood, I know you're in there. Tell him Little Pig to open up the door.
Your heart was broken once before. Now my heart can't get near you. I'd like to make up for his mistakes, but another love just scares you. You don't want to let a new love start, so you put a brick house around your heart. But I'm gonna keep hanging around till I huff and puff and blow your little house down.
Now listen, little pigs, I'm gonna let you off the hook if you open the door now.
I swear by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I'm gonna find a way to get in. I'm gonna keep hanging around till I huff.
Grandma hadn't run me so bad, I wouldn't be so out of air.
News. happen. Hoping something will happen. He'll say he needs you, a companion, a girl he can talk to. He's made up his mind. He needs someone to sock it to.
Pittsburgh, the Jaggers brought the rapper to the radio in the spring of 1970. And Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs really did release a follow-up to Little Red Riding Hood, Not by the Hair on My Chinny Chin Chin, in 1966. The music box moves in the general direction of the final break with Bachman Turner Overdrive, looking out for number one.
Thank you. endless train, but I ride it to the end of the line. I'm a real troubleshooter and I blow it away. No one's gonna get what's mine. I found out every trick in the book, and that there's only one way to get things done. I found out the only way to the top is looking out for number one. I mean, you keep looking out for number one, and that's us, keep looking out for number one. That's me, I'm looking out for.
Bachman Turner Overdrive released that soft rock jazz departure from their much louder sound in 1976. Looking Out for Number One was written by the group's founder and guitarist Randy Bachman. Despite not doing well for the group on the charts, the song remains a favorite in Randy Bachman concerts. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.